The news in touch with your world. I'm Dane Bice. I'm good afternoon. Police in Bloemfontein on the scene of an armed robbery at a jewellery shop, and John Legend coming to South Africa. Police in Bloemfontein are currently on the scene following an armed robbery at a jewellery shop in a shopping centre in the city about an hour ago. Police spokesperson Chaka Morope could not immediately confirm the robbery. According to information, five men wearing wigs entered the shop at about 11 o'clock. They had heavy metal objects in plastic bags, which they allegedly used to smash glass showcases. One of the suspects was armed. They demanded the keys to the safe. The suspects fled the scene in a Polo after they could not gain access to the safe. There were nine people in the shop, including one customer. No injuries were reported. OFM News has a reporter on the scene. This is a developing story. More information to follow. The Ford Motor Company says they will be giving their customers the white glove experience after the Ford Kuga backlash. Dr. Casper Krier, managing director of the Ford Motor Company in South Africa, says that they want to transform the way consumers experience the brand. Dr. Kruger was speaking at a media briefing in Port Elizabeth yesterday. He said they realize what happened with the Kuga disappointed customers, but that they were doing all they can to rectify it.
One of our key strategies at Ford is to make sure that our customers get a better experience when they engage us through the sales or the service environment. And so we will continue working hard to develop and implement proper processes, but not only the process that's important, but also the emotional connection that we have with our customers so that they leave our dealerships with a smile.
Last month, Ford South Africa announced that it's ready to go ahead with the second phase of its safety recall for its 1.6-litre Kuga models built between May 2012 and September 2014. When Ford first announced its recall campaign in January amid the controversy surrounding more than 40 reported engine fires, it said that the campaign would happen in two phases. Big concerts today confirmed that 10-time Grammy Award winner, multi-platinum-selling artist John Legend will be returning to South Africa with his highly anticipated Darkness and Light global tour. Legend will be performing in Johannesburg on the 3rd and 4th of November 2017 at the Ticketpro Dome, on the 7th of November in Durban at the Moses Bambida Stadium, and will be ending his South African tour on 9 and 10 November in Cape Town at the Grand Arena Grand West. Your weather for today in the Free State, it's going to be fine, windy and cool to warm, but cold in places in the south. In the Northern Cape, partly cloudy, windy and cool, but cold to very cold in the south and west, with isolated showers, rain and thundershowers in the southwest and extreme west. Light snow and snow showers are possible over the southern high grounds. It will be fine in the northeast. The wind along the coast will be moderate and fresh, southerly to southeasterly, and in the northwest it'll be fine, windy and cool to warm. Now for your financial indicators: a dollar costs 13 rand 21 cents, a pound 16 rand 98, and a euro 15 rand 56. Your top story this hour: police in Bloemfontein are currently on the scene following an armed robbery at a jewellery shop in a shopping centre in the city about an hour ago. If you have a news tip, or mail it to news@ofm.co.za.